Everyone, I am Jean Jones of the Governor's Office. I would like to bring greetings on behalf of the Governor's Office and welcome all of you. At this time, I would like for all of the veterans to please stand. I would now like for the Governor of the State of Florida, Governor Lawton Chow, to please come forward. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Governor of Florida, Governor Lawton Chow.
I want to give a hand for all of our veterans. This is a wonderful opportunity for us to greet the veterans of the 93rd, the 94th, 95th, the 97th, and the 388th Army Corps of Engineers and their families here in Tallahassee. We know of many military contributions, well-documented and taught in many of our educational institutions throughout the country. But we also know that the construction of the Alaska Highway and the men that were instrumental in its construction have to date not received the kind of recognition they so justly deserve for that work. And I am proud to be a part of this historical occasion. As I understand it, many of you who were in the construction of the Alaska Highway came from Florida, and we're proud of each and every one of you and the contribution that you made to our country. Many Americans are unaware of this highway and that the necessity that it served during the war and the feat that it was for land transport. History tells us that this vital transportation link provided a short route for equipment and supplies to our Russian allies, while at the same time establishing a northwestern logistical base. The men who participated in the construction of the highway faced overwhelming odds, bad weather, wilderness, sickness, but they, with all of that, they accomplished the task at hand. The construction provided over 1,522 miles of highway chartered through rugged, unmapped wilderness from Dawson Creek, British Columbia, to Fairbanks, Alaska. It was heralded as a near impossible engineering feat, and many have likened it to the building of the Panama Canal. Despite the fact that black battalions were seldom mentioned in the chronicles of history during this time, 50 years later, historians are beginning to correct the record book. A contribution of some 3,695 black soldiers has verified by their commanders that they did an exceptional job under strenuous conditions and duress. We know they were ill-housed, often living in tents, insufficient clothing, monotonous food, working over 20 hours a day in temperatures at 40 below for weeks at a time. Many of the participants in this project were decorated for their contribution and subsequently assigned to the European and South Pacific theaters of operations. Due to the outstanding performance of members of the 93rd, 94th, 95th, 97th, and 388th and other units, the United States military integrated all the units during the Korean conflict, becoming the first agency in the United States to do so. Here we are today celebrating the 50th anniversary of some of the finest American veterans and their contribution. And it's fitting at the same time that we're celebrating the Martin Luther King holiday, and we're also celebrating this contribution that took place some 50 years ago. It's a great day in American history, and certainly a great honor for me to be a part of this occasion, and I want you to know that I salute each and every one of you.
Thank you, gentlemen. I understand you had several assignments elsewhere that you felt the responsibility to be here today. As I always call it, when you ought to come to the rescue several times. A little joke is that Governor Child's first teaching job was the Black Archives, believe it or not. I was just a top and chair person, and he taught there for a day, a professor for a day. So I claim the fame of being your first boss man, Governor. But whenever we have a need to get anything worked out, and you was congressman and senator in Washington, D.C., I always called a good friend, Governor Walton Child. We called him Walton Lawton when he was campaigning back then. And he is a man of courage. We pray for you, Governor, and we support you all the way. And we are honored to have you to come and speak with you today. There are some distinguished guests that I want to recognize. I want to recognize Representative Betty Bettner, not B-E-T-T-Y, but spelled B-E-T-T-Y-E, Betty Davis, representative from the state of Alaska. And then you have Dr. Leo Marvin, who helped me put this program together, and was on the other end of Alaska. She is professor of journalism, University of Alaska Fairbanks. Dr. Morgan, you please stand. Then you have my good friend and one of the best Boulder Region members I've known for many years, Mr. Cecil B. King. Governor, you know I tried to, with your support and your staff, to get Colin Powell to come and speak to us today, but he was busy doing other things. So I was able to get a great Floridian. I told General Powell that don't worry, I have somebody to display this. So we have Colonel Ronald Joe, who was over the family's ROTC And now he's over the Army in Orlando, Florida. And I'd like for all my great supporters to stand, friends of the Black Archive, who support me all the time. And then we got a real live bishop here. Bishop Carol, would you please stand? United Methodist Bishop.
My good greetings to Governor Schaefer.
Very good. Okay. Thank you, Vic.
And I'd like for all of these veterans to stand who have paid a tremendous price. We got both fighting black veterans here, so that's a good type of harmony. We got the men who oversaw them and the men who had to do a lot of the other things. But all the members who are here of the 388th, please stand. All the groups, 95th or 93rd. Is this a fine looking group?
Certainly is.
We can use you in the Florida legislature. Very glad that you're here. Are there any other? And the rest of the members, they are just friends of the family members and friends of the veterans who are here, and of course the people representing the committee. We have some committee members in it. Please stand, Mr. Brown, and we are definitely going to commit to plan this program. And Dr. Rivers. But most of all, I want to recognize your staff.
You've got somebody who wants to speak.
Okay.
Thank you, Professor Eaton. I just wanted to take this opportunity to also say there are two other people that are here from Alaska I would like for you to recognize. Gentlemen, you set up Haywood, who is an outstanding student. She's a 4.0 student at West High School in Anchorage. Mm-hmm. And she has a chaperone who's with her, is instrumental in getting us to know that she was an outstanding student. And we're grateful that she's able to come here and see firsthand some of these outstanding people that worked on the Alaska Railroad. So,
we're looking for a few 4-point students like that, Florida A&M.
I know.
We want to talk to her and see what we do. We want to sign her up.
And gentlemen, I'd be amiss if I did not thank the staff, Ron Early and Dean Jones and Spencer and all of them just worked
Robert
well.
Cohen.
Yep. Robert Cohen and we had one, Nina? They just were wonderful. I just called on them and leaned on them like I owned them, like I was a governor. They responded wonderfully. And we certainly thank you for having us here and letting these gentlemen and our families get a chance to see the finest Florida has to offer and meet the best governor in the entire 50 United States.
They don't know anything. So you'd just be wasting your money. So I didn't go. But I couldn't understand. Temple University and you know.
Sometimes, you know, a place gets a bit. I'll put the little microphone right on your lapel and try it and see if it works here. And I guess I've got to put in a new tape.
Is it on testing 1, 2?
No, it's not. I'm going to put on my glasses first. Oh, wait, you're right. It is on. Keep on going.
Yeah. Testing 1, 2, 3.